Good Shepherd, guide us. Good Shepherd, feed us. Good Shepherd, heal us. Good Shepherd, speak to us as we listen for your voice. Amen. Many, many years ago, I spent a week on a sheep farm. It belonged to my uncle, who was and still is, at the age of 79, a sheep farmer in Somerset. It was an eye-opening experience for a teenager, or maybe a nose-opening experience. Lanolin, methane, ammonia. Could you recognise those aromas? I had plenty of them that week. And physical labour, mucking out the animal sheds. The discipline of early mornings, going around the farm to count the sheep and make sure none was lost. I saw something of the dedication needed to farm sheep, a glimpse of this 24/7, 365 occupation. If the sheep were ill, my uncle was the doctor, snipping diseased hoofs and horns or wool and flesh, spraying with iodine to disinfect and kill the maggots. If a sheep was stuck, he became the rescuer, going down into the ditch to haul it up. If lambs were orphaned, he and my aunt became their parents, taking them home to the kitchen to put in a cardboard box by the stove, feeding with a milk bottle at all hours. I don't mean to be sentimental or saintly about all this. Those sheep were going to lay down their lives for my uncle's profit, not the other way round. But that week in the West Country certainly taught me something of the dedication, a little bit of the all-consuming attention and devotion needed to be a good shepherd. In the Gospels, Jesus tells us many things about himself. He's our master to command us, our teacher to educate us, our friend to encourage us. He's bread to feed us. And the New Testament goes on to give many titles and descriptions of Jesus. The Christ, the anointed one who saves us, the priest who prays for us, the sacrifice, the lamb that atones for us, the judge who will offer the final verdict on our lives. The Bible uses many, many names for Jesus to try to explore the richness of his significance, to try to cover all of the different aspects of his incredible nature and work. But one very special and precious title for Jesus is the Good Shepherd, a phrase that's given countless Christians hope, comfort, and inspiration in their walk with Christ over the centuries. Jesus says, "I'm a good shepherd. I'm devoted to you 24/7, 365, as a good shepherd is. You're always the focus of my attention and care. That's what a good shepherd does. I'm there to protect you, feed you, heal you, save you when you're lost, to find you home and shelter, to guide and lead you through your life. That's what I offer as your good shepherd." What more beautiful thing could any of us know? The shepherd gives so much of himself that we might have life, but he asks of his sheep that we listen to his voice. Among all the competing and cacophonous voices of our world, Jesus says, "Hear my voice. Follow me and obey, and then I will bring you in the way that leads to eternal life." Hear my voice, listen and obey, and the Good Shepherd will hold you so close that no one and no thing can ever separate you from him. Listen to the Shepherd, follow, obey. A rather different message from the one we so often hear in our secular individualistic society. Listen to your heart, our culture says. Follow your dreams, our culture instructs. Be who you want to be, for you are the captain of your own soul. You are the master of your destiny. And maybe that sounds attractive. Perhaps it seems to offer salvation, especially if your life is oppressed or imprisoned by someone else's power. But I wonder if it could lead to another form of bondage. Follow your heart. Can't the human heart be corrupt as well as pure? Aren't our hearts sometimes foolish and vain as well as noble and wise? To follow your heart might lead you to rack and ruin as much as glory and success. Live your dreams, the modern mantra tells us. But what if your dreams are selfish and narcissistic? What if your dream turns out to be a nightmare? What if your dream simply never comes true? You are the master of your destiny, the captain of your own soul. What a weighty burden that way of thinking might carry. For if life does not turn out as shiny and bright as you wanted, presumably it can only be your fault. What a risk that life might end up with a sense of failure and anticlimax. If the heart leads us up blind alleys, if our dreams do not turn out as golden as they seemed. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. That's saying something different. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. And they will never perish. There's a story told of St. Francis from quite early on in his life. He's begun trying to follow Jesus by restoring church buildings, but he's still seeking to know quite what he's meant to do here on earth. And the story goes that he attends church one day and hears a gospel reading about Jesus sending out the disciples. But Francis isn't paying full attention. He doesn't really grasp what the passage has said. It has intrigued him, though, and so after Mass he asks the priest to go over it again. And the priest explains how Jesus was sending out his friends to share a part in his mission. Live in poverty, the Lord tells them. No staff, no bag, no sandals, just one tunic. Don't stay still. Go from one place to place. Move around from one place to another, announcing that the kingdom has come. Spread the forgiveness, the peace, the joy that come from God. This is it, Francis exclaims in ecstasy. This is what I must do, he announces as he hears his shepherd's voice. This is what I've been waiting for, he shouts, as he embraces the vision he'll follow for the rest of his life. Francis heard the shepherd Jesus' voice and obeyed. He did not follow his own dream, he received a vision from God. He didn't listen to his own heart, he gave his heart to Jesus. Maybe we might hear the shepherd's voice this very morning. He's here to feed us with his sacrament, to nourish us with his word, to heal us with his presence, to guide us with his voice, if we will but listen. It may not come as dramatically as for Francis in that church 8 centuries ago, but the shepherd's voice is speaking still. Maybe he's saying, keep on keeping on as you persevere in discipleship. Or maybe he's nudging you to find some new direction, to offer gospel service and share Christ's love. Perhaps he's speaking with assurance to a troubled heart somewhere. Believe in me. Accept my care and compassion. Trust in my love for you. Walk with me, says the shepherd, and hear my voice every day. Share my kingdom and my peace, my purpose and my promise. Be my sheep. Join my fold. Live with me in this world and come with me to the next.